Hey guys, what's going on? Welcome back, and it's AfterBuzz TV here on a Sunday night. We are talking Walking Dead, and what an episode it was. What did it take to get Negan knocked out in the backseat of a car? What did it take to get Maggie to fully take control of the Hilltop? And what the hell is going to go on now that Daryl and Dwight have like a whole thing going on? We can't wait to talk to you guys about it. We'll see you guys in just one quick second.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
They're laughing because they were clowning me.
What's no, up? I was not.
We're hyped now.
We're hyped now.
Look,
hyped.
Man, you got to get hyped if you're going to talk about The Walking Dead. Are you kidding me? Or would you rather I was like, hey guys, what's going on? It's
you're never
Dead.
Like that.
No, you're
I love
never
it.
Like that. And the fans would get mad if you
yeah.
did that.
Yeah.
Always, man, hype. It's my middle name.
Yeah.
Hashtag hype for middle
ben
name.
Hype
I like
Bateman.
That. Ben
I
Hypeman.
I like that.
Yeah, yeah. Ben Hypeman.
Hypeman?
Ben Hypeman.
Okay. We're off the rails. What's up, everybody? How's it going? Welcome to the show. Welcome to The Walking Dead after show here on AfterBuzz TV. It's Sunday night. We're in the middle of season 8, the back half. This is the fourth episode titled Key. We got 4 episodes left after this one. Wow. And the tables are finally turning on our boy Negan. So there's a whole hell of a lot to break down. The boys are back in town, which is exciting. Just like the old Thin Lizzy song. So let's talk about our initial reactions to the episode. I want to start with the cheerleader, the Walking Dead hype man himself, Mr. DC.
I mean, like, do we get an introduction tonight? Or
I mean,
like,
you introduce yourself. Well, I mean, you know, I'm going to do it. This is Daryl.
I mean, like, do I get like
Daryl,
what do
me
I
now.
Get tonight? This is my man Timmy right here.
Yeah.
No.
Thank you.
Okay, so. What's the question?
I want to know your initial reaction to the episode. Just shot out of a cannon. What do we got?
I mean, are you going to make fun of me when I say it? Like,
the answer is yes, no matter what. So no, you may as well just go.
Yeah. So the episode was great.
Yeah.
Right. But there was a moment at the beginning that I did lose contact with the episode.
And what he means
by contact, I mean I fell asleep for like 10 minutes.
Let me just paint the picture for everybody listening.
It's been a long week.
Because
sorry,
I think
guys.
This is
don't
better.
Hate me.
So the way that the studio here is laid out, you walk in, it's a long hallway, right?
Yeah.
And it's basically like 8 of these little bar tables. So the bar tables have stools. They're like bar stools.
Yeah.
Each one has a screen. You're watching the episode like you're sitting at like a little cocktail table. Then on the other side, you know, it's this narrow hallway. You've got all the studios we film in. And then at the far end, you have like a kitchen and a whole engineering area. So this is not like Daryl leaning on the back of a couch. He's literally sitting on a chair without a back. He's on a stool that he can't lean back on. And Tim and I look over while something's happening, and Daryl's eyes are closed, and it was kind of like, I looked at Tim, and I was like, is this, and he's like laughing, and we're just, and Daryl's, he's like, you couldn't have been asleep for longer than 30 seconds, because you,
it was 30
thing,
seconds, it
your
was
body
seconds.
Started to lean to the side, and it was like,
and your mouth was like slightly open,
yeah, like, if we don't wake him up, he's going to fall off the
oh
chair.
Oh my god. I'm so sorry.
So,
I'm so sorry.
I was dying.
So
definitely
there you
a
go.
Highlight of my week.
Yeah. Is it super hot in here? Do you guys
Dalton,
no, I'm freezing.
Dalton,
really?
Thank you for yeah. telling us we're oh. the best panel. I'm sorry. I had a moment. And I've never fallen asleep on any effing Walking Dead panel. But
it was
tonight,
pretty
it's
good.
Been a long weekend, guys. Like,
hey.
I'm sorry.
St.
Like,
Patty's Day was yesterday.
St. I drank a lot. I'm going to be honest. I drank a lot yesterday.
Yeah. Yep.
All right? And it's carried over.
Hey, no judgment.
I'm just being honest.
I hope that people enjoyed the story as
I'm
much
not
as
play,
I
I just drank
I
a lot.
I love that yeah. story.
So anyway, guys, that aside, the 30 seconds or so that you missed,
yes.
which we rewound, by the way, because he fell asleep.
What
did you... I mean, so you thought the episode was great, so you would give this episode out of 10 right out the gate a what?
No, I'm not going to give it a 10. I'm going to give it like a 6.5.
Okay. Hmm. So above average, but not into the crazy good range.
Yeah, because later on, I feel like later on in the episode, I got into what the entire episode was really about.
Yeah. All right. Cool.
Outside of my falling asleep.
Right. I'm going to give this episode an 8 out of 10 because
yeah.
I'm...
Really?
Because I'm genuinely excited about where the show is going. We're actually seeing, not the light at the end of the tunnel, but it was definitely
Oh, you're really hype about this.
I'm really excited about it. I really liked
you
it.
See
not
this energy
not
right
only
now,
am I excited about the actress that plays Georgie, but I'm also excited about the way that the show is taking a turn. I'm really excited to meet these new people. I'm excited to know that these people aren't going to be, you know, dickheads. I want them to be cool. I want them to be, you know, an ally to Rick's group.
Yeah, there was some really interesting stuff that happened in this episode. There's a lot to break down. Mm-hmm. Ebony Morissette agrees, 6.5. Javi Quintanilla says 7 out of 10. I would probably say I'm in the high 7s on this one. I was pretty engaged.
Really? High 7s?
Yeah, that's like 7,
like
8
really
maybe.
Aggressive.
7.8 kind of a thing. Well, my feeling was that there was some setup that we've seen kind of a lot. Wow, people are loving the ratings. There was some setup that we got for a while that finally in this episode started to feel like it was paying off. Like,
yeah.
not like we got to the end of the tunnel on these relationships, but things like what was going to happen when Dwight went back to the Saviors, for instance, mm-hmm. or like what was going to happen when Simon finally, you know, showed his hand and made a move, or what would happen when Negan found out that he'd been betrayed, or mm-hmm. when would we finally meet a new group of people that felt like we were going to steer the show in a direction we didn't know from the comic books.
Yeah.
I mean,
sure.
Spoiler alert, guys, you know, we talk about comic book stuff at the end for just a minute. We try to not reference it during the show. So we will actually in this episode talk about that because I think mm-hmm. it's pretty relevant.
It is relevant.
But yeah, I think this episode was pretty cool. I was confused by the end of it, not because it was bad, but because I don't know where we're going. And, yeah.
And that's a good thing.
But do we ever really know where we're going in this show? Let's be honest about this.
The comics, I mean, come on. The comic books make it easier to predict.
Right.
And I've actually been like relying on that for a while.
Yeah, but that's true and not true. Because they only take a portion of the comic books to reveal certain things on the show.
Yeah, it's true. So, all right.
I'm not fighting with you, Ben. I'm just saying.
All good. All good.
And I'm happy that you're back in the suit, but I'm just saying.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
I wish I wore a suit actually tonight.
You usually do.
No, I know, but I need to step up my game.
Yeah, that's cool.
I'm never wearing a suit.
Yeah.
Just so we're clear, guys.
No, but I mean, like, it was a good episode, but I just feel like still, like...
Yeah, I get you. You know. We're going to break it all down. So, All right. That's the initial reactions, guys. If you want to follow along in the conversation, we have a live chat. You can jump in there. We have it up on the screen. We can see it, so we'll be talking about that. I say we just kind of jump in piece by piece, so why don't we start out with... what's going on with this character, Georgie, that shows up? I think that's probably a pretty interesting place to start.
Okay. Mystery character, by the way.
So we see in the distance from the hilltop, basically like a hanging bag of some kind that has like a white letter in it. And they go out to get it, and it has instructions. It's like 4 crates, trade us your records, and we'll give you, you know, a gift or something. And they all have this discussion, you know, what do we do? And we meet these characters, Georgie, who's, you know, joined by Hilda and Midge. Was it 3 women?
Yes.
It was three
yes.
women?
Yes.
Okay.
Which I'm glad that you brought up because initially I thought that it was people from Oceanside. I thought that Oceanside had a new leader because they are predominantly women. So I was like, okay, maybe it's a new leader. Maybe somebody took over Cindy's role.
Right.
Because she wasn't able to do it. And then I thought there was going to be drama there. But then come to find out, no, this is a completely different group.
Yeah. Yeah, it was interesting. And the interaction was... okay, so it's a great question mark for me, but I also agree with Enid and the attitude, which is nobody would survive this long living this way. So it's unrealistic, based on the number of characters that we've met in this show, that you could have that like well-groomed of a seersucker jacket and like just be clean and white.
Houndstooth.
Houndstooth. Yeah, it wasn't seersucker, right?
Wow, Houndstooth. We got very specific.
You'd be so clean and you'd have... like they just seemed like too well-kept... to be believably like on their own, so they're either part of a much larger community somewhere else.
Yeah,
or you know, I just don't really know yet. That was a big question mark.
I'm sorry, I got to throw this out there.
Yeah.
All right. So, do we believe that Enid is that tough right now? You know what I mean? Like she's becoming hardcore.
They're trying to give her an arc. I mean, like that's happening.
But do you believe it? Do you like accept it?
I believe it right now because of the fact that she lost Carl, right. And what she said in the end, I think that she is angered and that anger is fueling her hardcoreness right now.
Okay.
Like in terms of what she said in the end, she said, I killed somebody and I'm alive and Carl saved somebody and he's dead. So she's dealing with a lot of stuff right now.
Sure.
So I can understand why her anger is making her so hardcore. So I believe it.
Sylvia B says, seersucker / linen blend jacket. Thanks for the shout out, Sylvia.
Thank you, Sylvia B.
I thought it was Houndstooth, but I'm going to still say it's Houndstooth, Sylvia B. Why don't you go to fit him, Sylvia B, because apparently I can't.
If you were going
to seersuckers, that's like famous.
If you were going to like start a trendy restaurant, would you call it Houndstooth or would you call it seersucker? Which is a better name for
Houndstooth.
A restaurant?
Houndstooth. Thank you.
I would do Houndstooth.
The Houndstooth.
Yes.
There's a Houndstooth.
It sounds like a badass like dive rock and roll bar.
There's a Houndstooth pub in Manhattan that I've been to. Like,
but Cindy Taylor said this episode was definitely much better than last week's, and I agree with you, Cindy.
Yes.
By the way,
that's what we
just agree.
Yeah. But so as far as the stuff with Georgie goes, it's somebody in here just suggested that maybe it had to do with the helicopter that we saw a few couple episodes ago. That's their community. But again, getting back to Enid, you know, they're making a real push to establish her character like one way or another. You know, she's a lot less sort of like
timid,
and she was pretty apathetic for a while. So a lot of this episode, the whole theme of it was like, you know, if you risk something for something, you'll die, right? And if you risk something for something, you'll live. Like, but which side of it do you stand on, right? That's kind of the whole idea. Like, Michonne is like, you know, if Carl was brave, he got us a doctor.
Yes.
And she's like, Carl was brave, he died.
Right.
And so I think that's kind of what we're supposed to think about. Yeah, here we go. Javi Quintanilla says, and Carl's death is confirming to her what type of person she has to be. Carl's death, I think, confirms for a lot of these characters, like, they're supposed to believe something about the future based on that death.
Well, I see, I'm going to agree with Michonne in this instance, because I feel like Rick went off on the deep end and was like, I have to kill, 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 and that's not what Carl wanted. Whereas Michonne has more of an even ground, or an even middle ground, where she's like, yes, we have to fight to survive right now, but there has to be something after. So it can't just be fighting.
Right.
Which is what I like about Michonne. And I love that she pointed out that she disagreed with Rick once before, sure. and she was right. And I love that that's how she convinced Maggie.
Right.
Because, I mean, Maggie is becoming the new Rick. And I want to see kind of where that goes. And I love that this was a predominantly female, like, who run the world,
it was female,
like, girls.
It was,
like,
female strong.
I was all about
Beyonce
it.
Beyonce would be proud.
Oh, yeah.
In this episode.
Yeah.
For, yeah. Yeah, it was just, like, dudes, like, punching each other. And then it was, like, all of the actually organized stuff was women.
With, right. That's, like, pretty much society.
But I kind of agree with Ebony Morissette. She said, I want to punch Enid in the face every episode, even the episodes she's not. I kind of agree with her, though. I'm with you on that, Ebony.
I missed you responding last week to Gabriel all week, which I'm sure was just a treat.
I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
I'll bet it was delightful.
Oh, it was
great. You know, the fans understood what I was saying. I'm not a hater. I'm just...
You hate it.
I just hate a lot.
Yeah, you hate a lot, I'm sure.
No, on Gabriel. No. Yeah, it's all good.
Here's my thing with Georgie, and the actress that plays her is Jane Atkinson, and the only reason I'm a little bit worried about her, and I might be jumping into a little bit of prediction, but she's already got two shows under her belt. She's got House of Cards, and she's got Madam Secretary. So I don't know why I love her, but I love her.
Talking about Georgie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't think that she's going to be staying on for very long, because she's got two other shows, but we'll see. I do hope that she has an arc in the show, because I'm immediately attracted to her. I like her character.
Why do you like her?
I don't know. She's just really organized. She seems like she would be... the governor, but not like a sociopathic, crazy governor. She seems like a very organized governess.
You like her better than what was, I'm so drawing a blank right now. She became a walker.
Who ran Alexandria?
Yes. Oh,
yeah.
What's
her name?
I know who you're talking about.
Who ran Alexandria. You guys tell us, who ran Alexandra, who became a walker?
I can't think of the... Deanna.
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 Thank you,
Javi.
Thank you, Javi.
It's Deanna.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know her as well as a character yet, but what I did like about her...
I liked her better, though.
There was a surrealist quality to her showing up that reminds me of, like... you know, like a David Lynch movie or something.
Okay.
Like,
yeah,
you know, it's like, it's kind of like that a little bit like sci-fi horror thing where you're like, what is going on? Like, that's just such a strange...
Sure.
Where'd you come from? How are you so clean? How are you showing up? What's next? Like, and that's cool. Because the question mark, like, that's always good. So, and that arc ends with Maggie deciding to let them go, give them the records. And at that point, Georgie is like, you know what? It's a barter. It's not a gift. When I come back, you know, Hilda and Midge, they're going to want cheeses, pickles. Use these plans that I'm giving you. Windmills, you know, silos, all these things. And she says, sure. I'm giving you this gift. It's setting up a future. They're starting to plant the seeds for seasons 9 and 10 of this show. This show, I'm just going to say it right now, based on all the articles I'm reading, everything predictive. This show's not going to go past 10 seasons. It probably won't go to 10. It'll probably end after next season. It's my guess.
Okay.
I think they're going to cancel it. I think we're going to get one renewal, and unless the ratings spike drastically, I think season 9's the end. So they're planting seeds, knowing that there's a chance, right? Like, that you need to be able to build a silo and a windmill and all these things.
Are you upset about that?
I wonder if it's hard to know.
I mean, be honest.
I was like fatigued with this show.
Yeah.
I'm like getting back into it, this back half a little bit.
Yeah.
Like this episode and like and two episodes ago, they're good examples of like the kind of things I wanted more from in this show.
Me too, yeah.
But I think what's really interesting, and Timothy and I talked about this a lot the first and second week, while you were doing things that were far too cool for this panel.
Of course.
We talked a lot.
Way to call me out.
Okay. We talked a lot about the fact that...
Netflix will pick it up, Eric.
Okay, so Sydney Taylor says, I do believe the show only gets the 10 seasons. What's crazy is, like, only 10? Like, when a show makes it 10 seasons, ever, it's so difficult to maintain quality.
I agree.
Yes.
So because
what's your storyline after that?
Because what you do with a television show is, like, we have to make you pay attention to something that seems like it wouldn't happen to you in your regular life. Or if it was happening, it would be fantastical enough to keep you interested.
Right.
Sure.
So the premise starts, and it just heightens and it heightens and it heightens. You do that for 8 years, it starts to really be like, what do you do next?
Of course.
And I don't know how many other places this character is going to be able to take... I just don't know where else the show's going to be able to go, which is why I say I think 10 seasons is the max. So I think it's interesting, Georgie, showing them those plans. Like, this is either setting up the walk into the sunset moment where you see, like, the working style on windmill in the last episode. Like, oh, the future's bright. We're running the show like real people now. And maybe this is planting the seeds for that future that we're going to end the show on.
Here's my thing. I mean, anytime we talk about the end of The Walking Dead, it's like any kind of show that you've invested years of your life into. Any kind of talk about it ending is just heartbreaking. And it's... We can't unrealistically say that the show is going to last forever, because no show does. I do agree with you, Ben. I think that this might be just setting up for the future and just a good way to write off the show. But just, I mean, as a hardcore Walking Dead fan, you don't really want to talk about the end. It's just, you just don't.
It's hard to imagine it, honestly. Yeah. It's hard to imagine them actually putting us in a place where it felt like it was justified for it to end story-wise.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, the comic book is still being written as we speak, so.
I got to throw this in. So Trinity Boy, just my dude, Trinity Boy 27, he said Game of Thrones only gets eight episodes with less than, wait,
gets
only
eight gets seasons eight with less episodes,
with
per,
less
season.
Episodes per season. So I feel you. I'm actually with Trinity Boy. And then Anthony Yannuzzi said the ratings may be dipping, but it isn't.
It's still one of the watch TV shows.
It's still one of watch TV shows. It is. But just because you get seasons doesn't mean it's a great show.
It'll be fascinating to see what AMC
does. You know what I mean? Like, because keep the viewers intrigued.
Look, if just because this it has the lowest rating since season one or two, if it's still getting 7 million viewers, that's like still five times as many viewers as most TV shows right
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely. Right. And so like sure, I'm not trying to take that away from
totally.
Them. You know what I mean?
And like I said before, we can go into next season and it could be the best season of all of them. I mean, that's happened in shows before where they've had some slow seasons and then all of a sudden it's an amazing season.
Sure. So let's move on to what we're the rest of the episode, you know, all the Dwight and Simon stuff. In fact, I think before we do...
Yes, we do have a word from our sponsors, if you will. If you guys want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life, for those who do, we've got a podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos, Podcast Edition, is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life, from health and wellness to career and relationships, finances, and more. Let our Maria be the big sister that you've never had. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know it was her AfterBuzzers who sent you to her. Conversations with Maria Menounos, Podcast Edition, drops every Friday. Check it out, guys.
All right, Eric Cervantes says Maria.
Sorry, guys. I got to throw this in there. So that's my girl. So Maria, I co-host her show sometimes. Yep. So you got to check this shit out. Like, I'm just giving, like, he did a great job. But I just got to say, Maria, like, brings it real. You know what I'm saying? Like, you guys, like, a lot of people we talk about on these shows, Maria has them on her network and on her serious show. So we got to, like, support her.
And if you can't get enough of our host, Daryl, then he co-hosts with her.
Yeah, yeah. So I do co-host with her, but I don't want you guys to just see me. But whatever.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's talk a little bit about what's going on with Simon and Dwight, because this is really cool. And
it's about to turn dangerous.
And
I'm telling you.
And this segues nicely into Rick and Negan. So Simon and Dwight, like... We have now seen the small turn, Simon's turn beginning, which is interesting. Mm-hmm. And it's actually one of the best parts of the show recently to be able to watch, because you're like, okay, finally somebody is kind of calling it like it is. Like, this guy's crazy, and I'm going to oppose this guy. I don't necessarily agree with him.
But is Simon crazy, or is he just, like, so dedicated?
He's frustrated. Simon's frustrated.
He needs some other things going on.
Yeah. Where at the same time now, Dwight, he's back... He's pulling the double-double, the triple-cross, because now he's back in with the Saviors, but he has to pretend like he's not. And Simon doesn't know that, so he's like, you know, this whole time we thought that maybe, just maybe, the girl who hasn't been back yet, who saw Dwight, and she's going to come back guaranteed.
Of course.
That's obviously going to
happen. Absolutely.
They're just waiting to pull that one for us.
Sure.
But Simon is confiding in Dwight. Hey, I want to take out the big man. You know, I want to move on. I don't like the way he's running things. What do you think? And Dwight's just—it's such an interesting position for him.
Yeah,
you know, he's like, what? You know, what is he thinking? So here's my question: with Simon, it feels like the way he's acting—it's too obvious. But that's because we know.
What do you mean by that?
Like, he's so obviously double crossing Negan. He's like so obviously selling him out.
Absolutely.
And it's just too obvious for me. It feels like, and I think some of the Saviors can tell. I think you can see it. But do you feel like here? Okay, so Ebony Morissette, I feel like Simon is right, but the way he's doing things is dumb. Totally. Do you think that if you didn't know, like, if, let's say you jumped into this episode, you hadn't seen any of the previous ones, first episode of Walking Dead you were watching, you'd be aware of, like, how much Simon wants to kill Negan. Like, do you think you would just know that by the way he was acting before he says it to Dwight?
You go first.
I don't know. I feel like he's doing an interesting job at putting his toe in the water and seeing where it lands. But at the same time, he is kind of laying all his cards out there for Dwight.
Right.
And I just go back to Simon and Negan's relationship, and I felt in the past that Simon was deathly afraid of Negan, and for somebody to be deathly afraid of somebody and then just freely talking about double-crossing them,
yeah,
it just doesn't bode well with me. It just doesn't seem smart.
Yeah, well, it seems like a very drastic turn, his level of confidence to do it, but I guess, you know, the toothpaste is out of the tube. You know, he killed everybody. He killed all of the salvagers,
yeah,
scavengers. So now he's like, I'm eventually going to get caught for this.
Well, here's my thing. I think that, honestly, like, in the bigger picture, Simon's going to have a big problem with Negan.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, they're going to butt heads because I feel like they're setting that up for us because we've seen Simon, like, really get frustrated with Negan and some of the rulings. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like Simon knows that he's really wants to be the leader.
Yeah.
You know, but he can't because of Negan. And I don't know. I just... Honestly, like, if I had to look at leaders, I'd rather see Simon as a leader than Negan. I'm sorry, guys.
I'm really surprised that you said that because I was literally about to say, in terms of Negan and Simon, at least Negan has this crazy idea in his head that he's saving people and has some kind of, I don't know, filter or stopping moment, whereas Simon does not have that. He just goes balls to the wall and he wants to kill everybody.
I like hardcore. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you wouldn't like hardcore if you were in the group that he was opposing. Like, he would be like, oh, we're going to kill all of you just because you said no one time.
To me, starting to get a little loose. That's what I'm saying.
The one thing about Negan is they are
still... I hear you, Timmy, but I'm just saying.
They're still making it clear to us that Negan is more of an anti-hero and Simon is just a villain. Like, they're still making it a really strong play that there is some part of Negan that is, like, a more admirable person, whereas like Simon is just like, I want to kill them all and move on.
I don't think Simon's afraid of Negan, actually. I think that Simon's waiting for his opportunity to actually take over.
I think he's done it. I mean, that's what's happening.
Like, it's slowly but sure. Yeah.
I guess it was a little less direct because he said he still might come back, and you know, they basically just didn't look for him.
Right.
Yeah.
But also now, so Dwight's got some extra bullets in his gun now because now he's seen Simon do this, so it's like, Dwight can pull the quadruple cross now on Simon, really? Back to Negan, fakely, so he's still with the good guys.
But do we trust Simon? Do you trust Simon? We had this conversation last week, but do you trust Simon?
Definitely not.
Whose side do you think Simon's on?
His honestly? Own. Simon or Dwight?
Simon.
Simon's on his own side. He's not on Negan's
and
side.
And Dwight.
Dwight, I think, is on Rick's side. I think he's with the good guys.
Genuinely, you really?
I believe Dwight is. Yeah, I don't think he wants to be back with the Saviors.
I
guess it's interesting to think about, like, if Negan was dead, how would Dwight feel about the Saviors? Because maybe the Saviors could be run differently.
Sure.
And at that point, it wouldn't feel like he was working for Negan anymore. But I still feel like the remains of the way that the Saviors act would all just be there from the way that Negan had trained all these people.
I completely agree with you. I think that Dwight has a personal vendetta against Negan, not so much as the Saviors. Negan was the one that stole his wife. Negan was the one that burned his face. Negan was the one that pretty much destroyed his life and then wants him to bow down to him. So I think it's more of a problem with Negan than it is with the Saviors as a whole.
But do you think that White would kill Simon? Kill Negan?
Yes.
Yes, 100%.
Yes.
I also am like, wow. I'm still, like I said this so many times.
Wow.
I want Dwight and Sherry back together so hard.
Right?
Get over that shit.
I want it to... She'll show up and it'll be so good. You agree with me?
I do. I want her to like come back and be like this badass woman who's been surviving all by herself. Maybe she's in this new group. I mean, we can talk about it in predictions, but you never know what can happen. Sherry might just make a cameo back.
There's basically no chance that Sherry is still alive. Like, unless she
she's
like...
She's dead.
She like learned to do something crazy.
I feel like she's dead.
You never know, Dario. You
I
never
think she's
know.
Dead,
Come
Timmy.
On.
Timmy, she's dead.
No. She was badass enough to like leave Negan, and that's just a ballsy move in and of itself.
How much of the episode did you guys spend tonight thinking at one point or another you were gonna get the like Dwight pulls a gun and blows Simon's head off moment?
I didn't think that
was gonna happen. I actually feel like this is a setup for Negan's demise, honestly. That's what I felt like.
I agree with you.
I feel like we're seeing now, we've seen him in so many episodes. I feel like tonight we're seeing like the gradual demise of Negan.
Yes, I think that I love this episode because you could see Dwight's wheels turning and every camera shot on his face. He's literally collecting all of the bones. He's collecting all these cards that Simon is laying down and trying to figure out where the smartest move would be for him to play.
What's his plan that he can't get caught?
Right. So I don't think that he would just openly blow off Simon's head as much as he would want to. I think he's really trying to figure out how is he going to protect Rick's group, because I do believe that he's 100% with them, and how is he supposed to get information back to them without giving away his position.
It's all that's going to happen is it's all for a second it's going to look like it's going in the direction where Dwight's on top, and then that chick's going to come back whose name I can't think of.
Laura.
It's and his whole plan is going to be smoked.
But here's what I like. JRet11X said, do you think The Walking Dead refers to the humans or the zombies? That's a great fucking question.
I think they've already covered that when a few seasons ago when Rick said, you know, we are The Walking Dead. I think it's it is humans now that are The Walking Dead.
I think it's more humans than zombies at this point.
Yeah, for sure.
So for you, JRet. JRet.
It's a good question.
Good question.
It's a good
question. Big shout. All right. So, yeah, they go, and Dwight has this dramatic moment where he flicks the cigarette, and the car goes up in flames. The cool moments. I don't know if that really works in real life. I feel like it doesn't actually work in real life.
It was cool in the show, though.
Yeah, it looked good.
Honestly.
Yeah,
all right. So now let's talk a little bit more about the Rick Negan fight.
Yeah.
So Rick just, like, goes ham. He drives him off the road, drives Negan into this house, steals Lucille, once again fires an enormous number of bullets out of a machine gun at Negan, doesn't ever hit him.
Ever.
Luckily, as Negan runs into the building, he's reloading his clip, uses all the bullets in his gun, somehow manages to not kill Negan. Somehow.
Or even hit him. I think that's the one thing about this episode that I could probably disagree with, is the fact that he was literally just going balls to the wall about shooting all of his ammo, and I'm like, you're not going to have any once you actually go face-to-face, and what happens? He didn't have any when they went face-to-face.
He's just like, he just opens fire, walking towards the car.
Well, at first I thought he was just trying to, like, get walkers to come and surround the car. And then they went into the building, and I was like, okay, well, I guess that plan's a bust, so why'd you waste all your ammo?
Well, you wonder, like, okay, if you have all the bullets in your gun, you, like, wait. You start to, like, flank the car. You kind of go around the side. You're, like, waiting to see if you see Negan. Then maybe if you're just rounding the car, you don't quite see him. Right. Maybe then you open fire so that if he is hiding just behind the corner, he can't pop out on you. That's what you do.
That's
true. He just wasted so many bullets. So, anyway, this big fight happens. And it was interesting because, like, the way that Rick is torn. Yeah, okay, so here we go. So I'm in activity. This is horrible lazy writing on this episode, just like season 7 and 8. I'm calling it quits on this show. Yes, some people definitely are frustrated in that regard.
Wow.
I don't know if I would go quite that far, but I definitely, some of the stuff is annoying. Like, this section of the show was definitely frustrating because there was an obvious parallel between this scene and the opening episode, the one where Glenn's head gets bashed in.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because in that episode, you know, Rick's in the mist or whatever, and Negan's taunting him, and he's saying, you know, you're going to work for me, Rick. Rick's kind of doing the same thing to Negan, right? He's kind of taunting him. You couldn't save anybody. You can't even save Lucille.
Yeah.
Lights it on fire. And then after the fight, who does Negan end up in the car with?
Oh my gosh, that Rick. Moment.
Jadis.
But Jadis, right.
Yeah, but no more.
You're probably asleep.
You're
okay.
Right.
That's when I fell asleep. Sorry.
But no
Sorry,
more.
Guys.
But no more Jadis in, like, dominatrix. This is just Jadis in, like, a brightly colored top and a gun.
Was that weird,
like,
to you?
That she was dressed normally?
No, that he was in the car with her.
Yes.
Oh yeah, it's a great turn.
You didn't see that.
Did you?
No. Because I was a little frustrated with that whole fight scene because I was like, if Negan winds up getting the bat back, I'm going to be A, really pissed. Because how do you get the bat back? B, when Negan fell from that ledge, I was like, how are you not hurt?
Yeah.
How is your leg not all fucked up because you just fell from a ledge into a basement?
Yep.
And then you had this entire fight with all these walkers around and you were never hurt. So I was like, if he just walks out and gets to his group, I'm going to be really upset. So I was thoroughly shocked when he ended up in the car with Jadis.
I'm with P-Bass. P-Bass said Lucille is hot. I'm with you on that. Like, Lucille is, like, really the champion of the show. Right now.
That's fair. It's a fair point, dude.
Yeah.
It's a fair point.
I'm just saying, she's hot and sexy.
Yeah. So the Jadis moment was that's a big turn.
Lucille gives me wood.
Listen, you don't know.
Do you like that? It's a little late, but I like it.
That's clever. You don't know what's happening right now.
I don't understand how, like, Rick could get a hold of the bat. Swing it that many times.
I don't understand
it's
that.
Burning.
Yeah.
Right. Never hit Negan once. Just
that's true.
Just
crazy. But that's the land of the Walking Dead, though.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly. Let's be honest.
You can't admit that it looked cool, though.
The flaming bat?
Yeah.
100%.
And the flaming walkers. I thought that was pretty cool.
I'm also pretty sure the flames on the bat would have just
100% gone off.
Yeah,
gone out,
Oh, no, that's never mind. Fake barf.
So I like I'm a activity.
I'm an activity.
I'm activity. Yes. She said, or he or she said, apparently leather jackets make you invincible to hit with the bat.
Okay, yeah. So here's my thing with that. I actually didn't see that moment. I thought that it was a walker that had that was on fire that got hit with the bat.
Me too.
That had a leather jacket on. I didn't think that it was Negan. I don't think Negan. I'm
gonna
rewatch
it. I agree with you there.
I don't think that it was Negan who got hit with the bat.
I mean, they always set it up in a weird way. So
can we talk a little bit about just like jumping away from this for a second?
Yeah.
Okay.
The savage gore of that initial gut scene.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
I loved it though. You know, I love a lot of guts.
That was crazy. Yeah. That was like,
I like guts.
Just like the stomach of the walker pulling open. And
I kind
of
love that though.
Oh god.
Really, Ben? You don't like that? I feel like you would love that.
It's
shit.
A lot.
I mean, there's
a lot of guts.
There's a gore element to this show that I like, and there's also a gore element to this show that I'm just like, ugh, it's too much.
Really?
It's too much for me.
Bring the gore. On.
I get a little squeamish.
More gore, I get happy.
All right.
You're just morbid. You're so
morbid. I'm so morbid. Don't let this pretty face fool you.
No, it does not at all.
Really morbid.
Last section of the show that I want to make sure we talk about is the Daryl and Rick conversation that happens.
I love that.
At the beginning.
I actually loved it.
Yeah, it was actually one of the best moments in the episode, I thought. Yeah. I hadn't realized that they really hadn't sorted their shit out since Daryl had tried to break open.
Let's be honest, like Daryl hasn't seen Rick in a while.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
if we look at the time span, he hasn't seen Rick in a while.
Yeah.
Do you ever think about the fact that like, all right, so in real life, if you talked the way that some TV characters talk, like at the volume they talk, people would always be like, what? Can you speak up, please? But like, if you're in a TV show,
kind of like you and
in
me,
a movie,
Ben.
Yeah. Like, if I could talk to you guys like this all the time,
I'd be like, Ben, stop smoking.
Like, Ben, I was like, Ben, say it louder.
I was like, guys, what happened on the episode tonight? That ain't right. It's like, but it's like I'm not mic'd up in your ears. There's no way you'd be able to hear me. I just like think about that sometimes. Like, God, some people, it's so sweet, so cool.
Yeah,
so cool. Anyway, but so he says that.
Oh,
he says.
Wow.
What happened?
I'm sorry.
What?
I had to see the AMA activity said, and not to mention, do we just forget that Maggie is pregnant or do we have her child in season 65?
Well, don't forget. I mean, I feel like because it's been
65?
So many episodes
really?
That we think that there has been months that have gone
this
by.
This is all
but
happening
I don't think
in like a couple weeks.
Literally.
I
think it's only been less than a month.
Yeah. It's like a few weeks.
It's
since
a few weeks.
I think it's been a few weeks since Glenn, honestly.
Yeah.
Right?
Really?
I would say maybe a little longer than that.
Maybe a month?
I'd say like a couple months.
I'd say like 2 or 3 months. But women don't start showing until they're like 4 or 5 months pregnant. Especially with the situation and the stuff that Maggie's dealing with the stress. I'm sure she's probably not going to gain that much weight.
Maggie has only been pregnant for a month, if that says just foolish. Yeah, it does. I mean, we've talked about the timeline of the show before and how hard to follow it is. That's not something that's easy for them to like really fix or solve.
Sure.
So I don't really know.
Sure.
There's a better answer for that. But I did really like the Daryl and Rick conversation.
I did too.
There was just a couple really good moments there where I think like, you know, them talking about it and you know, Rick saying, I'm sorry, you know, thank you for getting him here. Daryl saying he's sorry. And then there's another good conversation that happens between Maggie and Rosita. Mm-hmm. This is one of the best moments in the episode, I thought, where she looks over and she says, like, you know, do you think he's past it? Or do you think he's... And she's like, you know, are you? And it's like...
Yeah, she did.
Yeah. How are you ever supposed to? I mean, how are you really ever supposed to get past that sort of stuff?
I think I always love when they put in perspective, A, how close these people are. Because Daryl and Rick are essentially like brothers.
Every day.
Yeah. And I feel like...
You're fighting zombies.
I know. And you've literally gone through the end of the world together and you've lost so many people. And that's what I loved about the Rosita and the Maggie conversation is that I love it when they put in perspective how much of a loss these people have suffered. Like Maggie has lost Glenn. Rosita's lost Abraham. Rick has lost Carl. Like you, I kind of forgot about Abraham and the relationship that him and Rosita had. And I love it when they bring us back to that because it's like a wake-up call. It's like a water in your face. It's like, oh, right. I forgot about that.
I have to say this, and you guys are going to get mad at me, and maybe the fans will too. I actually thought Maggie looked weak in this episode. Like, weak.
You like physically or you like her decision?
Just like her decision-making was like weak tonight.
You didn't think she was like up to snuff as a leader?
I didn't believe it. I'm sorry, and I'm so sorry, guys.
If that's your opinion, that's
my
opinion.
Opinion.
I disagree with your opinion, but
I think she seemed weak tonight.
I disagree.
And I always love her, but she seemed weak to me tonight. It's like, maybe it's the pregnancy, I don't know, but...
Oh my god, the female fans are going to jump down your throat right now.
No,
maybe it's because she's on her Rian. I mean, come on.
No, I'm saying I love her. But
no, I think that she. I think when
actually, Harpy D.
Thinks Sarah I wish has I did. Vodka in his coffee cup.
Actually, I wish I did.
I don't,
but I wish I do.
Because then I would smell like it. I think that when it comes to a good leader, you have to find an even balance between being hardcore and compromising. So I feel like that's what she was doing in this episode. She was compromising.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Oh, did you just brush me off?
Okay.
It's your opinion.
I didn't think she looked weak. I just think that, you know, Daryl was pretty much asleep during her strongest moments. So
wait, are you really like trying to go against me right now?
At least
like,
somebody
really?
Has
no, I'm just shedding you for a second. Really? I'm just shedding you for a second.
Ben, we could go back.
I thought she was fine.
No, I'm joking. It's fine. I take the criticism.
Do you forget how big of a crush Ben has on
I know.
He follows her on Instagram.
I don't follow her. I follow Cohen Beauty.
I'm sorry. Do you want to clarify that?
Lauren Cohen, a fan account.
Okay.
And I don't even follow it. It's just on my frequently looked at pages.
Wait, Mike Bronx, I agree. I'm gonna get like hate mail for sure. But I love this show, so by the way. So just like
yeah.
Kill the hate.
So I think that pretty much covers everything major that happened in the episode. There was definitely a confrontation moment between Michonne, Enid, and Maggie.
Yeah.
And I thought that was kind of an interesting moment. It's kind of, you know, like Michonne was Carl's best friend, so she's still holding to this idea
sure.
that Carl's belief of what could be and what was right is what they should be doing. Enid's much more on the side of, you know, basically if you're weak, you die,
yeah.
you know, and Maggie's caught somewhere between trying to decide what to do and how to handle it.
Right. I think that Enid's opinion is completely invalid when it comes to Michonne, because Michonne's been there since not day one, but she's been there a lot longer than
sure.
Enid has. And for Enid to even come out of her face at Michonne, I completely agree with Michonne's reaction being like, step off, because
yeah.
Don't do it.
Yeah, she's like, get out of my face.
You're literally a child speaking to an adult. Like, Brooke's
yeah.
not.
Yeah, I know. They're working really hard to make Enid, you know, seem like she's one of the big kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I think that's going to pretty much wrap up.
Well, I did have a question for you
did
guys.
Did we actually even talk about the episode?
We did. It was a great episode.
Did we talk about the episode?
I do want to ask you about that last moment between Jadis and Negan. Do
yeah.
we think, because I brought this up in previous episodes,
okay.
how I thought Jadis was going to be so angry with Rick in the way that he treated her and,
yeah.
and kind of leaving her there. Do we think that she's going to team up with Negan, or do you think that she's so pissed at Negan for, do you think Negan's going to, like, team up with Jadis because now he knows that Simon killed all of her people? Do you think he's going to be like sorry about
I
it?
I definitely think we should talk about it in predictions.
Okay, yeah,
which
perfect.
Is right
yeah,
where
yeah.
I was going.
Great, see,
right now.
I got you.
Sorry. Oh,
yeah.
Now, I wanted to read something.
You're talking about the ABC thing?
Yeah, from
yeah.
Sydney.
We talked about it last week, or the two weeks ago. 2 weeks ago.
Are you trying to play me?
Again? Right.
You
want to
trade? You want to trade?
We're
cups?
Saying that you're two episodes ago. That's what we're saying.
So that's a good question, because
yeah.
it's one of the most interesting things to think about is what sorry mess. we're giving Daryl too hard of a time tonight.
Yeah, it's about like hating on Daryl tonight apparently.
So like
it really is though.
So I really do think that that's an interesting question, because I started thinking to myself, what is Jadis going to do with Negan? What is her best play? Like, she's angry and she wants revenge, but that would be against Simon.
Yeah.
Right.
She knows that she's angry at Rick for leaving her behind.
Sure.
But she's going to want to curry favor with someone. So
yeah.
who is, and why is Negan still alive? Because he's a bartering chip with someone.
Right.
So I believe she's going to go and she's going to try to get something from Rick.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's an apology to Rick,
mm-hmm.
and that's what she's going to try to trade. I'm not sure. The question is, who do you guys think that Jadis is taking Negan to?
I just thought it was weird that she was actually in the car with, like, Negan. I'll be honest with you. Like, it threw
yeah.
me off.
I don't...
Like, that's really weird to me.
I don't think she's taking him anywhere.
I think
she's
yeah.
taking him for herself right now, and then is going
to
see where...
Do you think she wants to lay with Negan now?
No.
No,
oh, no.
I don't
she would
she
never.
Does.
I feel
no.
like she...
I think she's, like, playing Rick. The... I think she's playing the cards. Like, I would do.
Right,
I would
yeah.
play a fucking card.
I feel like if Jadis slept with Negan, that would just take away her badass card for me. I think
yeah.
that's...
Sydney Taylor. She's going to lay with him.
Sydney
no!
Taylor. Sydney,
no,
I'm with
Sydney
you, girl.
Taylor, no.
She's going to lay with
She's not.
With him.
Why would you ever lay with somebody who literally killed all of your people?
Because
you
lay with
think
the champion.
Killed all your people.
You lay with the person you think is
going to
win.
No, she's not going to have sex with him.
Okay.
Ever.
Well, I'm not saying she's going to... F
don't
him.
What
say
do you
it.
Think lay with him means?
I will say the word fuck him, but
wow.
I'm just saying that she's just
If Negan can do it, we can do it.
Welcome to Walking Dead After Dark. Jeez.
Jesus. After dark. After really dark.
Think that she's... Oh, my... What? No, it was not a black joke.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
So, okay. So,
I made it a black joke.
That's the first sort of piece of predictions. I think the second piece of prediction has got to be what's going to happen now that Simon has basically said, you know, we're going to massacre everybody at Hilltop. And that appears to be the plot line of the next episode.
Yeah.
How's that going to break down? Where's Negan going to play into it? Where's Dwight going to play into it?
Sydney agrees. See, Sydney Taylor, I love you, girl.
There you go. There you go.
I'm with you, girl. I got
follow,
you. I got
follow
you
him
back.
On Twitter.
Follow me on Twitter.
Christian.
There you go. Yeah. And tweet at him. DM him. Slide into those DMs, Sydney.
Yeah. No, don't do that.
Don't do that.
Okay.
Church ladies. Oh, my gosh. I feel like I want more from the. Do you guys know the short haired girl that's in Negan's group? They kept showing her tonight. And
yeah,
I'm thoroughly
she had like a bandana.
I'm thoroughly intrigued by
What's
her.
What's her name?
I don't know. But I'm thoroughly intrigued by her, and I want to see if she can kind of see through what Simon is saying. And I wonder if she's going to form her own like faction inside of Negan's group and be like, no, we have to stay to what Negan actually wanted and not what Simon wanted.
Everybody says that's Arat. I thought Arat was somebody else.
I thought Arat died.
Yeah, I know. That must be Arat. That must Somebody be Arat.
Okay, we'll call her Arat. I like her. I like Arat.
I don't know. Is it Arat?
I don't know. That's what we're going to call her. Yeah, so.
All right.
Yeah, well, I mean, Dee, what do you think is going to happen? Do you think that.
Hey, Sydney, I see you.
He's all about the comments right now.
I'm all about the comments. Hey, girl.
What do you think is going to happen on this attack on Hilltop? What's going to happen?
You made it so weird.
You kissed into the microphone.
Only to Sydney Taylor, by the way.
Okay.
I actually think that it's going to be a change of what she does to... You're making me laugh. Can you stop right now?
Okay, I'll stop.
All right. So...
I just want to know if you think, like, is it going to be a mask? Are people going to die? Like,
okay, here's the thing. I think that... Negan, what we saw is he's going to be messed up.
Yeah. But that's happening, and so Jadis will have Negan. I'm saying like
I think Jadis is not a fan of Negan. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, fair
it's
going to
change. Stop laughing.
Okay,
at me,
okay. Well. I think my prediction is that
we're not friends tonight. By the way, guys.
I think that my prediction is that we're going to have this massacre on Hilltop. And I think that Dwight, somewhere along the way, is going to pick his moment.
Oh, my God, Dwight. Yeah. Really?
He's going to pick his moment, but I think he's afraid of showing what side he's
on.
So,
sorry. Dwight's going to be on what side?
Well, I think he is going to be on the side of the Hilltop, but I think he's going to go into the massacre like he's on board with the plan. Because I don't think he's going to be able to find a way to derail that plan without really giving up his position.
Okay.
So, I think they're going to get into this massacre, and he's going to have to show, in that moment, you know, turn on somebody. Maybe he kills Simon in that moment, in that massacre. I don't know if Simon's going to live that much longer.
I think Negan's going to escape. That's what I
think. Yeah, people will... Okay, yeah, I'm an activity says people will die. Negan escapes. That's literally all that's going to happen.
I
guarantee it, LOL.
You guys, Negan literally cannot escape another time if this gets to a head.
Yeah, but I'm tired.
There's four episodes left.
Yeah, but there's something needs to happen with him. I'm sorry. It's like we're at a place now where like... Listen, let's be honest. Like, something needs to happen to Negan.
I don't think he's going to escape. I think he's going to either get captured or he's going to die. That's my prediction.
I hope he dies.
If he dies, it'll be the end of the season.
So we got four episodes left before he dies. If he dies this season, I predicted last 2 weeks ago that he won't die this season. Somehow he'll end up surviving.
He won't die.
First of all, where can the people find you guys? Because I want to get to comic book predictions.
Yes, thank you guys for tuning in. The chat was awesome tonight. I'm Timothy Michael. You can find me everywhere at I am Timothy Mike.
Oh, you
DC.
Can find me at Darryl Christian on Instagram, Twitter, and I have a show on our Reels channel called Broken Famous. Check me out there.
That's awesome. For you, Sydney.
Yeah, that's for you, Sydney. You guys can find me at Ben Bateman Media, Twitter, Instagram. Wednesdays on the Popcorn Talk Network doing Action Movie Anatomy. And I have a brand new show on Anchor.fm called Nerds and Suits Movies, where I review every single movie during the week before they drop. And I give you guys news every day. Follow that on Twitter, Nerds and Suits. Find me there.
And look at his face. I mean, come on. This is the most handsome guy.
Available
in
everywhere. You can find them on Spotify, iTunes, everywhere. If you just look up Nerds and Suits, it's available
everywhere.
All right, guys. That's going to wrap up our episode, but we are going to take just a quick 90 seconds to talk comic book spoilers because they're particularly relevant in this episode.
Spoiler alert!
Oh, shit.
Spoiler
so alert. If you don't want to know anything about the comic book, zone out now, tune out now, turn your schniz off, get rid of it. Let's talk comic books. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2 spoilers.
Yay!
All right, so the plot line that happens after this part of the story in the comic book is we get the Whisperer storyline.
Yes.
Yes.
more and more I'm feeling like that's not going to happen.
No, I don't think so either. I think they would have at least hinted to it, because every other villain in the past of other seasons, they've hinted to who the villain was going to be. And yeah. maybe because it's a new showrunner, they're not doing it. Maybe it's going to be like a shock.
Sure, right. I think the Georgie storyline is super, super interesting.
Yes.
Because like it's not in the comic from what I can remember. Mm-hmm. If it is, I don't remember. But it makes me feel like they're going to finally take us in a different direction. Like they're fully going to change. And if they do that,
yeah.
There's a part of me as a comic book fan that almost wonders if I'll like the show more. There's a part of me watching this that has gotten really bored by the fact that I kind of know all the beats already.
Yeah, well, it's funny that you say that, because a lot of people are going over to Fear the Walking Dead. And the main reason why I've heard that is because they're not following a comic book, you know, outline. Story. So maybe the Fear of the Walking Dead showrunners realize, hey, maybe we need to steer away from the comic books a little bit, and maybe we'll get more viewers or something like that.
She is in the comic. Okay, so that says Dalton Farine. So if that happened, or maybe I'm like a year behind in the comic, so that could have already happened.
So am I.
You are. Really,
I am too.
You?
Yeah,
you're the master of comics.
I have the last year of books in my bag at home right now. I haven't gotten to it.
Well, everyone wants to know your reveals of the comics, though. By the way,
well, I'll read them all this week then, so I can make sure. All right, guys, thank you so much. That's pretty much what we wanted to talk about. I predict Negan will make more sexual innuendos that are uncomfortable. That's a great comment. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for watching. Be here same time, same place next week. The whole crew will be back again.
Yes,
next week.
We're so excited.
All right, love you guys.
Bye, guys.
See y'all.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.